So I just finished this paper on bilevel coordinated reflection, and honestly, it feels like someone finally tried to put a math layer over the just add a reflection loop vibe we've seen for 2 years.
Right, because usually the reflection is just tell the model to look at its work and try again. It's basically just hopeful prompting at scale.
Exactly. But this one actually models the orchestrator and the workers as a game. Like, the orchestrator sets the decomposition, and the workers are playing this local update game to solve their pieces. The interesting part is how they link the decomposition quality to equilibrium slack. Basically, if the orchestrator does a bad job splitting the task, the workers can't actually coordinate, no matter how smart the models are.
Which makes sense. If you give two agents overlapping or contradictory goals in a shared folder, they're just going to fight. It's that 100 brilliant agents defeated by one shared folder thing we always talk about.
Exactly. It's like the infrastructure is the bottleneck. Oh, before I forget, how's your week actually going? You sounded a bit wired in the chat earlier.
Just staring at some training logs that refuse to converge. It's a mood. Anyway, back to this. The paper hits on something I've been saying, the text-only critic problem.
The plateau?
Yeah, they actually prove an information theoretic impossibility results. Basically, if your judge only sees the transcript of the conversation, there are environments where it literally cannot tell if a reflection is helping or hurting. It's blind to the actual state of the world.
Oh, that's a big claim.
It is, but it's logically sound. If two different world states produce the exact same text logs, a text-only judge has to treat them the same. You need a grounded verifier, something that can actually run the code or check the API to break the tie.
Right, which leads into their fix, SRMA, Stochastic Reflective Memory Ascent. It's basically a gatekeeper for the shared memory.
Right.
Instead of just writing every lesson learned into the memory, SRMA only commits the update if a grounded evaluation shows the risk actually decreased. It stops the model from hallucinating its way into a worse strategy.
I like the rigor there. They're treating memory as a stochastic process over semantic states rather than just a long string of text. It's a much cleaner way to think about convergence.
It is. And it actually works in practice. They ran it on SWE Bench and hit 72.2%, beating the mini SWE agent reference.
Wait, 72.2 versus 70.8?
Yeah, not a massive leap, but it's a clean win based on a theoretical mechanism rather than just, I don't know, adding more tokens to the prompt.
I'll give it that. It's a real efficiency win, though I'm still skeptical about how grounded these metrics are in the wild. In a lab, you have a BFS value table for overcooked in production. Your ground truth is usually just a grumpy product manager.
Okay, that's a very air take. But look, if this moves us toward a world where the control layer is the actual product and not just the model weights, that's a huge win for shipping stuff that doesn't break.
Fair enough. I'm sold on the math, even if the delta on the benchmark is small.
It's a start. If you want to poke at the implementation, they actually put the code on GitHub. It's under Yihang Chen's repo, Bilevel Coordinated Reflection.
I'll probably spend my Friday night staring at that instead of my logs. Great.
Oh no. I'm so sorry. Go get some sleep, Air. We'll talk about the fallout on Monday.